You're with SBS Radio.
It was a victory to savour for Scott Morrison. After 5 weeks of campaigning, the man known to many as ScoMo was officially voted in as the 30th Prime Minister at the May election.
How good is Australia? I have always believed in miracles, and tonight we've been delivered another one.
The shock win for the coalition left Labor at a loss, and its leader, Bill Shorten, conceding he lost what many believed was the unlosable election.
I want to say beyond this room to Australians who supported Labor, I know that you're all hurting, and I am too.
It prompted him to immediately step down after 6 years as opposition leader.
Labor's next victory will belong to our next leader, and I'm confident that victory will come at the next election.
Anthony Albanese stepped up, becoming the Australian Labor Party's 21st leader after an uncontested leadership ballot.
I am very honoured to have been confirmed as the leader of the Australian Labor Party. We will take Labor into government after the next election.
While 2019 saw a number of veteran Liberals like Julie Bishop and Christopher Pyne leave politics for good, Scott Morrison ushered in a new ministry. It included the very first Indigenous member of Cabinet, Ken Wyatt, who also became the first Indigenous Minister for Indigenous Australians.
But it would have been tears of seeing a kid who lived in poverty make it into this place, but then become a minister. And they would have realised that I sit with other ministers who make all the decisions at the cabinet table for this nation. That's a powerful place to be in.
Australia also welcomed a new Governor-General after Sir Peter Cosgrove stepped down after serving a 5-year term.
I, David John Hurley, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
But the year also saw the loss of some celebrated leaders, including the former Prime Minister Bob Hawke.
I hope they still will think of me as the Bob Hawke that they got to know. A bloke who loved his country and loves Australians, who in the end is essentially a dinky-die Australian.
Tributes also flowed for the former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer, who died in August. He was remembered as colourful by his former Liberal coalition colleague, John Hewson.
He was often quite quirky about some of his comments and ideas and so on, but he's a very genuine person, and you know, what you saw was definitely what you got.
Back in Parliament, the coalition promised and delivered on its income tax cuts. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg also delivered a promised budget surplus.
For the first time in 12 years, our nation is again paying its own way. Mr. Speaker, tonight we have set the course for an even better and brighter Australia.
But just 6 months later, the mid-year budget update revealed the government was forced to slash that surplus by $2 billion, blaming a weak global economy and domestic challenges like the drought and bushfires, which have ravaged the country for months. The Prime Minister promised $1 billion in relief for struggling farmers.
As every month has passed, the difficulties have increased. And as every month has passed, we have listened, we've learned, and we've continued to step up what we've been doing in our response to the drought that is affecting somewhere in the vicinity of around 40,000 farms across the country, and that number is growing.
But as Australia continued to burn, Scott Morrison's judgment was questioned for proceeding to take a planned holiday overseas with his family, which triggered new protests for climate action.
Let's show Scott Morrison that his ignorance to this climate crisis won't silence us!
They were similar calls made by Pacific neighbours earlier in the year when Mr. Morrison visited the small island of Tuvalu for the Pacific Islands Forum. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Merape told SBS News the need for climate action is urgent.
I look into the future and I see the world gasping for oxygen, the world gasping for a clean, fresh environment to live in. And the smaller Pacific Island nations are very much exposed to issues like climate change and sea level rise. Australia needs to unite behind the entire Pacific group nations. Together we can stand united in facing the world, so to speak, on matters that affect our region.
The forum kicked off meetings with a number of world leaders for the newly elected Scott Morrison, including United States President Donald Trump, in a state visit to Washington.
I would say a man of titanium. You know, titanium's much tougher than steel. He's a man of titanium. Believe me, I have to deal with this guy.
Not yet on his list of leaders is Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and relations with China continue to be a delicate balancing act for Mr. Morrison, as calls grew louder about the mass detention of Uyghurs and the superpower's growing influence.
We're not China and China's not Australia. We're not looking to take up their system. They're not looking to take up ours. We respect each other's sovereignty, and Australia will always be Australia.
The Morrison government quickly changed the fate of Sikh asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru by repealing the so-called medevac laws. Jackie Lambie voted with the government to stop doctors having a say in whether refugees can come to Australia for medical treatment.
I get that this vote will disappoint many, and I apologise for that. This is a matter of conscience. I can't let the boats start back up, and I can't let refugees die, whether it's sinking into the ocean or waiting for a doctor. And I am voting to make sure that neither of these things happen.
It rounded out a roller coaster year for the government and the Prime Minister.
The best message I have to Australians is Merry Christmas, and 2020 is going to be a great year. Thank you.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.
sbs.com.au